Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Read it again. Hebrews 13:15. By him, let us offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And he specifies, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and communicate, share, forget not, for with such what? Sacrifices, God is well pleased. And again, I think it'd help you if instead of saying sacrifice all the time, if you'd say offering or even present, because that's literally what it means. With such presence, that's how we talk today. God is well pleased. So we should not, think of church as entertainment. When you come to church, you shouldn't say, well, I put some money in the plate, so that's my ticket. Let's see if they can, entertain me and they can sing and play and speak. And No. We're to come together. And not just say, God, what can you do for us? What can you do for us? Gimme, gimme, gimme. We need to be healed. We need money. Oh, we need help. We need wisdom. Please, we need. I understand so much of church. That's all it is. People come and it's, oh, God. We're in a mess. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God. Oh, God. Now, I've had people that the relationship between me and them was so lopsided, every time I saw them, they wanted something. I don't mean once in a while. Every time they want me to do something, they want me to help them, they want me to give them something, they want something. I don't mean once in a while, but time after time after time. They don't mean to be, but you know what they're telling me? They don't care about me. Did you hear me? They don't love me. They love their self. They love what I could do for them. If you love somebody, you are not all time pulling on them. And that's why situations are the way they are in churches and meetings and stuff, because people do not love God. I know that's a hard statement. I mean, they don't love him more than they love their self. Love for self replaces love for God. If you think more about yourself and you care more about yourself than you do God, then the primary thing you're thinking about is what he could do for you. Right? God, do this for me. I need this. Would you? And he's a person. I said, he's a person. And he knows everything. And he knows if all you ever do is ask him for something, then you don't really care about him. You care about what he can do for you, which means you care about you. Teenagers, people dating of all ages. Understand this, listen to this. You hear this phrase oftentimes when people say, I love you, I need you. I need you, I love you. I need you is not loving them. Did you hear me? I love you. I can't live without you. I love you. I need you. I have to have you. No, you love yourself. And you love what they do for you. You love how they make you feel. It's got nothing to do with you loving them. Did you hear me? True love gives. Oh, friend, are you with me tonight now? Does God love us? God so loved the world that he gave. And when you love God, what will you do?
Give.
You'll give. You'll give. You'll give your praise. You'll give your thanks. You'll give your money. You'll give your time. You'll give your resources. Why? You love God. You love God. Right? You love God. That's why you ought to be at church. That's why you ought to read your Bible. That's why you ought to pray. Right? Because you love God. That's why you ought to give in offerings. That's why you ought to lift up your hands and bless His holy name. Because you love Him. And it's that love and it's faith that makes these things acceptable to Him. Not just noise now. Just making a bunch of noise is not all there is to it. It's love and faith expressed in praise and thanksgiving and worship. That's what makes it acceptable to Him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
When we come to church, what should we come to do?
Give.
To who?
God.
God. Give to God. Can we give Him anything?
Yes.
Will He receive it from us?
Yes.
Yes, He will. Go to Genesis. How about it? Man, this is so big. Can you believe with me to compress about three services into one here? Genesis 8. Everybody say offerings.
Offerings.
Of praise.
Praise.
Offerings. In Genesis, the 8th chapter, this is when the great flood came on the earth. And Noah and his family were spared because they believed God. How many believe no matter what kind of disaster comes on the earth, if you believe God, you can be spared?
Yes.
Right? In the midst of devastation and destruction all around, like the psalmist said, 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. Is that so?
Yes.
Can you believe for that?
Yes.
Yes, you can. A lot of people wouldn't understand it, and you don't have to say it in front of everybody, but particularly when certain things come up and you're tempted to fear or your family is, and you need to say it in front of your kids and your family. You just say it out loud. No, that won't happen to us. Yeah, but you know, 8 out of 10, sometime in that, you speak out quick and say, no, that'll never happen to our family.
That's
a lot of Christians don't understand that kind of talking. They think, well, who do you think you are? Because, you know, you just never know. We know what the Bible says, right? It said, to those that abide in God, put their faith in Him. 1,000 will fall at one hand and 10,000 at the other, but it won't happen to us. Yeah, but 8 out of 10. Yeah, but 2 out of 10 go all their life and it never happens to them. Somebody's got to be those two. Me and you. Right? Now you need to speak up at times and say, no, that'll not happen to us. Especially if your children say, oh, what if daddy or what if mom? You say, no, honey, don't worry. That'll never happen to us. That'll never happen to you. Never happen to our family. You give God something to work with. Genesis 8. Thank you, Lord. Genesis 8, the flood has come and subsided. And they got out of the ark. And they are the only humans on the planet alive. Verse 20, Noah built an altar to the Lord. That'd be a good thing to do. Took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Now, let me remind you, how many understand there is a lot in the Old Testament on offerings? Oh, page after page after page, peace offering and thank offering and sin offering and on and on and on, fellowship offering, on and on and all the details. Do you understand, though, that that's not just to forget about, but that everything that's written is written for our admonition? 1 Corinthians says, is it a type of something? See, people just think, well, all that's done away with. No, it is not. It is fulfilled. Not done away with, fulfilled in the new. It was a type of something we're supposed to be doing now. Oh, this is important. It's not all passed away. People say, we're not supposed to bring all those offerings anymore. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are. Just a different kind. We'll show you more about it in just a minute. But here, Noah offered up these offerings. And verse 21. Are you there? Verse 21, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living thing as I've done while the earth remains, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. And he put his own personal bow in the cloud as a signature that never again will this happen. And he did it in response to this offering coming up. And he inhaled it. Did you get this? It was a sweet savor, a sweet smell. It was a sweet fragrance to him. Now, I don't know how far God's throne is from the planet. But physically, it's a long way. Spiritually, not so far. But God is not on the throne smelling burnt flesh, going, I like it. Right? Something else. Right? This offering is an expression of Noah's thankfulness. How would you feel? Been locked up in this boat with all these animals and your kids and in-laws? And you finally, I mean, you've been wanting out for a long time and you finally get out. You finally get out and you realize you are the only family that was spared on the planet. What'd you want to do? Well, he is offering up thank offerings, right? Literally, physically, with animal sacrifice. But Noah is not born again. Noah's not filled with the Holy Spirit. Did you hear me? He's a natural man in the Old Testament. And so he's not operating in the fullness of the real that we have in Jesus, but he is doing something that is a type. A type. What's it a type of? If there's a type, there's got to be an anti-type. If there's a type, there's got to be the real. What is the real that this is a type of?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me